Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Famino.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Burning of the Jail. Back in the 1870s, one of the worst bandits in the whole Southwest was Jocko Lemming. For Jocko was more than just a bandit. He was a killer with a merciless sense of humor, which made him feared even throughout Arizona's tough Cochise County. As our story opens, Jocko, together with his surly henchman, Harry Melbourne, is riding into the town of Wilcox. It is mid-afternoon.
I reckon we'll have a little fun at that jail, Harry.
Fun with Marshal Murphy, huh?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So he'll know I ain't pleased about his arresting three of my boys.
Yeah, all they done was to shoot up the dance hall a little.
And that wife of Murphy's made the complaint. She's always after him to make trouble for us. It ain't hardly fair. Well, nice new wooden jail. Look at it. I bet the marshal's real proud of it.
Yeah, he'd ought to be. Built most of it with his own hands.
With a couple of rooms up over the jail for him and his wife. They got the door locked against us, Harry. Now that's what I call plumb unneighborly.
Yeah, want me to shoot off the lock, Jocko?
Well, we'll see who can draw the fastest and shoot the lock off first. Now you draw when I count to three.
Uh-huh.
One... two, three.
Hey, you beat me, boss. Sure off fast on that draw.
Come on in. There's nobody here in the office, Harry. Must be upstairs.
Hey, Marshal! What in thunder do you coyotes mean by that shooting?
Go after them, Tom. The weasel shot the lock off the door.
Yeah, well, I'll just bring charges against you for that. Disturbing the peace and destroying public property.
Well, now, listen to him, Harry. Plumb unreasonable, ain't he?
Put away them guns, Lemming.
Why, sure, Marshal. After you let the prisoners go.
After I let them go? What do you mean?
Always had a hankering to watch an officer open cell doors and release prisoners. Start moving, Marshal.
Why, you...
Look out, boss, he's going...
Ah!
Oh.
Tom! Tom! Lemming, you murderer!
Now, doggone it all. How was I to know this gun was loaded?
You killer! Maybe everybody here about is scared of you. But I know somebody that ain't. And I'm gonna get him here, too. And then you'll see, you...
Harry, see if you can't comfort the lady. Me, I gotta go release them prisoners myself.
Cisco.
Si.
You please read that letter to Uncle Jose again.
The letter from Senora Murphy? Why do you not read it yourself?
because you got the letter, Cisco. And it's easier for Jose if you read it. And Jose want to make sure he know everything in it.
Very well, Jose. I'll read it once more. Jose, hablo.
Oh, loco. Loco, a nice horse. Jose glad Porfirio leave Loco with Jose. Jose take good care of Loco for Pancho.
Si, I'm sure you will. Now the letter.
Si, the letter.
Dear Cisco and Pancho, the senora does not know Pancho is laid up with the chicken pox.
Si.
I am asking for your help against a gang of killers headed by Jocko Lemming.
Si, and Jocko Lemming's bandidos come to jail and shoot on Marshal Murphy when he not let the prisoners go.
Do you want me to read the letter, Jose, or do you want to tell me what is in it?
Oh, excuse, Jose. Go ahead, Cisco.
Since no man will act as marshal, I am having to do it.
Lady acting marshal.
Please come and help us, Cisco. If Tom lives, I am afraid Lemming will try to kill him, so Tom cannot testify against him. Gratefully yours, Julia Murphy.
Good thing you got to Tombstone Post Office, Cisco. Senora must have heard you down that way. She not know Pancho's Uncle Jose with you, though.
Anyway, we got the letter, amigo. Up, Diablo.
Up, loco. And we ride to help Senora Murphy.
Si. The Murphys are nice people, Jose.
All right, you two. Stop them horses.
Oh, Diablo. Ho, ho.
Oh, loco.
Well, so you're the Cisco kid, huh?
Si, hombre. And who are you?
You'll find out who he is blamed soon.
Not that it makes any difference. Come on, Jose.
Now, just a minute, Cisco. I'll let you know when you can ride on. My name's Jocko Lemming.
And just who is Jocko Lemming?
Don't bother with him, Jocko. Let's let him have it.
I reckon you've heard that name, Cisco. You'll hear a lot more about it if you stick around this town of Wilcox helping out the Murphys.
How you know we come to help the Murphys?
Word gets around. They tell me you're a fast man with a gun, Cisco. Just to show you somebody who's really fast, I'll toss up this Centavo and hit it before it reaches the top of its rise.
Why should I care how fast you are with a gun?
Oh, you might want to know if you hang around this town.
Oh, I see. I am to be impressed. Go ahead and toss the coin.
Here it goes.
Hey, good shot, Cisco. They not expect you to shoot.
Why, you buzzard, Cisco.
Now you know how fast Cisco is with a gun, no? Beat you to draw.
Kind of put one over on me then, didn't you, Cisco?
The next move is yours, Bandido.
Don't let him get away with that, Jocko.
Well, I'm waiting.
You won't have to wait long. You'll hear from me mighty soon. Come on, Harry.
Hup! Yep! Yep!
Find out in the town, Harry.
Marshal Murphy's still alive. Talk is he may get better.
He's still at the doctor's house?
No. They took him back up to his rooms over to jail.
It's too bad, Harry. I'm sorry for the marshal.
Meaning what?
Meaning we can't let him keep on living. Now, suppose we kill two birds with one stone, Harry.
How?
Suppose you was to ride to town after dark tonight with a couple of the boys and burn down that jail.
Not a bad idea, Jocko.
It's a mighty good one, if you ask me. As acting marshal, she'll have to be out making the rounds tonight. Chances are Cisco and the other one will be with her. Burning the jail right under Cisco's nose will show him up and finish off the marshal.
Not one of them scoundrels anywhere in this town, Cisco. You got them scared.
Gracias for the compliment, senora. But I do not think Jocko Lemming scares so easily.
Maybe he stay away to make us think he's scared.
That is possible, Jose. Now, tell me, senora, just where is the hangout of those bandidos?
Well, you follow that there road for about a mile due southwest, and you'll come to their place near the flats. You can't miss it. It's the only place on that road.
Tomorrow, Jose, we will ride out that way.
Hey. Those three riders in a big hurry.
One of them looks like that henchman of the bandido.
That's who it is, Harry Melbourn. They're riding from the direction of the jail, too.
We better get back there, senora.
What did Jose see over those roofs? Look like mighty fire.
Oh, great heavens, it is a fire.
Jail is on fire.
Come on, Jose.
Get Tom out, boys. I'll be there as fast as I can.
I knew we should not have left the senor. Santos, look at that jail burn.
He's on fire in 2, 3, 4 places.
The wood is dry as tinder. No doubt but what that fire was set. Go look at the cells, amigo. Make sure no one is in them.
Si, Cisco.
Little mia, the smoke is thick. Señor Marshal, Señor Marshal.
I'm here, Cisco. Began to think it was a goner.
We will have you out of here in a jiffy, senor. I'll put your arms around my neck.
Set, Cisco. Heard hombres outside.
Do not worry about that. We will attend to them later on.
He's nobody in cells, Cisco.
Bueno. Help the men with the bucket brigade, Jose. I will join you as soon as I can.
Feels good.
Tom, are you all right?
Yeah, feeling better.
Oh.
Now I'm out of there, Julie.
Oh, he has fainted, senora.
Well, bring him over to the doctor's house, the poor darling. Oh, I should have taken your advice, Cisco, and not left the man.
You had no idea this would happen.
Oh, that scoundrel of a Harry Melbourne. I'll bet he's the one that did that.
I agree, senora, and he should be arrested. If you will deputize Jose and me, we'll go out after that bandido tonight. This must be the place, the bandido's place, Jose. Oh, they have a hole.
You want to go?
This drizzle of rain should be a help to us.
Yeah, bandidos not have the guards out.
Well, let us not be too sure of that, Jose. Now follow me and be careful to make no noise.
How many bandidos we arrest, Cisco?
For now, we are after just one man.
Jocko Lemming bandido?
Harry Melbourne.
But Cisco, Jocko Lemming is the baddest one. He the boss bandido, too.
Quieto. We are getting close to the house.
You mean the fire didn't get Marshal Murphy?
I told you how it was, Jocko. I kept watching nearby, and I saw Cisco carry the Marshal out.
Come on, Jose. Now remember, do not get between me and the bandidos. Stay where you are. All of you, do not try to draw.
Cisco, huh? You sure got your nerve with you coming out here.
You, Melbourne, move this way. But stay by the wall.
Hey, look,
this gun is loaded. Do as I say. Jose, take this piece of rope and tie that bandito's hands behind his back.
Si, Cisco.
I am arresting you, Melbourne, on suspicion of setting the jail on fire.
You ain't going to get away with this, Cisco.
I'm told you enjoy jokes, bandito. Consider this one.
Turn around, bandito. Like bear these ways.
No, no, Jose, do not get between me and that bandito.
I got him, boss.
Get that gun in his ribs, Harry.
Oh, Jose Santos. No, Jose, not mean to do the wrong thing, Cisco.
Go ahead and fire, Cisco. Just the second you pull that trigger, Harry will kill your partner. Now, who's the joke on, Cisco?
One wrong move on Cisco's part and Pancho's Uncle Jose will be killed. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right. But it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours, blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread, baked only by butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal.
back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Burning of the Jail. Intending to arrest the bandit Harry Melbourne on suspicion of setting fire to the Wilcox, Arizona jail, Cisco and Pancho's Uncle Jose, now deputy marshals of the town, walked into the outlaw's headquarters at night. Cisco might have made the arrest good had not Jose inadvertently stepped between Cisco and Melbourne, who at once grabbed Jose and jammed a gun in his ribs. No.
Go ahead and shoot, Cisco. And watch how fast Harry will kill your partner.
Jose, sorry, Cisco. Not mean to get between you and this bandido.
Seems I have no choice. I will put up my guns. But that does not mean I cannot use my two fists.
Come on, boys. Let's get Cisco.
Go right ahead, Jocko Lemming. And I'll return the compliment like this.
Cisco, Jose, get away from these bandidos. Help you.
Not after I clip you with this gun, you won't.
I do not like to have me compañero gun with bandido, as you may find out from this punch and this.
You sidewinder, Cisco. Get after him, you hombre.
Santos, they come from all sides.
I'll give him this gun, but... I reckon that'll hold them two for a while.
The buzzards. Let's finish them off right now, Jocko. What do you say?
No, not yet. I swore I'd make a monkey out of that Cisco kid in this town, and I will. Time enough for that to finish him off. For now, tie him up and dump him out in the back room.
Cisco.
Si.
They tie Jose very tight, but he got the good idea, I think. Jose thinks that...
Quieto.
Someone is coming in here.
Where? Still like the climate around here, Cisco?
I like it well enough, so I plan to stay a while, bandido.
I'm the one that'll say how long you'll stay around. And that ain't gonna be long.
You think you're such a big bandido, but Cisco get you yet. You just wait and see if Cisco...
Shut up!
So, you hit people whose hands and feet are tied. We will remember that blow, Jose. Mm-hmm.
Cisco, I got plans for you. Tomorrow morning, you and this partner of yours are going to ride through Wilcox on mules, facing backwards.
Yeah, what will that prove, Lemming?
Well, it'll prove I still run things. And it'll make you such a laughing stock that your name will always be a joke.
Then what happened after the ride?
Think hard and maybe you can figure it out. It's the last thing you ever will have a chance to figure out.
Horse is all saddled, boss.
I'll be right there, Harry. And just to leave you in a real good humor, I'll tell you this. Me and the boys are going to ride to town, finish off Murphy, and do away with that wife of his. Think those things over.
You know what all these look like to Jose, Cisco?
What?
Like we in very tight fix.
But Senor and Senora Murphy are going to be in a worse fix unless we can help them. No chance to break these ropes.
Now Jose can tell you what he think.
Si.
Jose, roll over. Put his back to you, Cisco. Then you untie knots in a rope with your teeth.
That is not too good an idea, Jose.
It's the only idea we got, no?
Well, true enough it is. All right, we will try it, amigo.
Looks like doctor's house, Julie.
That's what it is, Tom. Cisco carried you here.
Jail burned?
Oh, another jail can be built, Tom. The doctor told me to tell you to lie real quiet.
Where's the doctor?
Oh, he had a call to make out at one of the ranches. He said you'd be all right if you just took it easy. Now, I'll be back soon, Tom. I've called a meeting of several of the men out in front of the cafe. It's time they was talked to straight from the shoulder.
Tell them what's what, Julie.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, have any of you seen Cisco and Jose during the last 5 minutes? Well, since they ain't back, they must have met with foul play out of that blasted robber's roost. Now, gentlemen, unless you have only water running in your veins, I want every one of you to volunteer for a posse. Now, as acting marshal for my husband, it's my duty to go after Jocko Lemming and his hoodlums. We're going to ride out to their place. And if they won't surrender, we'll start shooting. And we'll keep on shooting until they do surrender. Now, you go saddle your horses and get your shooting irons. And... well, look what's coming. The whole kit and caboodle of them.
Where? Now, just what kind of a meeting is this?
You'll find out, Jocko Lemming.
You sound real rough and tough, man. Now, it ain't becoming to a lady. It's for you, hombres. Scatter!
Now, wait a minute, wait! You men, come on back here! Oh, the quitters.
Well, they sure did scatter. Harry, bring the lady along with us.
You got any knot on time, Cisco?
Almost, Jose. Hold still for a moment.
Jose, his hands free, Cisco.
Shh, not so loud, amigo. They may have left a man on guard out in the big room. Now get the rope off your ankles, then untie me.
Si, Cisco, si. Hurry, amigo. Must get the rope off me. There. Now, we'll untie you, Cisco.
Si.
There, Cisco. Your hands free.
Gracias, amigo. We'll only take a moment to untie this other rope.
Cisco, hurry, Cisco. Somebody walk this way.
Si, Pepe.
Say, what are you two planning up in here?
Hey, you'll find out, Bandito, right now. Take his guns, Jose. They may come in handy in case we cannot find our own. All right. Now, let us get to town just as fast as we can.
This the house, Harry?
Yeah. This is where Cisco brought the marshal. It's the doc's house, Jocko.
What are you scoundrels gonna do?
Well, just gonna pay a call on your husband, ma'am. You're coming in with us. Get down off your horse, Harry.
Yeah. Hey, you want the boys along too, boss?
Now, you hombres go on back to the cafe and order up a good meal. Me and Harry will join you soon. You go on in ahead, Harry. If the doc's there, shut him up.
I sure will.
All right, ma'am. Go in there.
What are you going to do to my husband?
You'll find out. Now get going.
The doc ain't anywhere around, Jocko. But the marshal's in here.
He's the hombre we want. Bad for you, Marshal. I didn't get you for keeps the first time.
You coyote Lemming. I ain't afraid of you.
Don't hurt him.
No. We ain't gonna hurt him. He won't feel a thing. I reckon a gunshot would be too loud, eh, Harry?
I reckon so, boys.
Well, then maybe just the gun butt. First him and then her.
No, you cowardly buzzards. I won't let you touch him.
Neither will we, Senora.
Resist! Oh, heaven bless you.
Jose, why is our bandito, Cisco? Not get between you this time.
Lemming, you are a yellow coyote. You are the yellowest, most contemptible I ever saw, and I have seen many.
Lemming is the lemon, though.
I have said just about enough, Cisco.
Keep your hands away from that gun butt.
Look out, he made the...
Are you all right, Cisco?
Si, senora.
Cisco shoot the gun out from his hand.
Pick up the gun, Jose.
Si, Cisco. Lemming the lemon.
You, Melbourne, get those hands up.
Sure. Easy with that gun, Cisco. I ain't going against shooting like that.
Good work, Cisco. Never saw better.
What about handcuffs for those two?
By all means, put them on, senora. Then we will go after the rest of that gang.
Where we put them, Cisco? Got no jail for them.
You know something, Jose? Before long, there will be a jail.
Those bandidos not the bad carpenters, Cisco.
Not as long as someone watches them.
No loafing there now. Come on. Get busy.
Have you noticed how my Tom loves to watch them?
That I do. With his double-barreled shotgun across my knees.
Well, the gang there, but Harry Melbourne, hombre.
He had to be sent to another jail. Those bandidos would kill him for telling of all the robberies and killings.
They would in a minute. Oh, Cisco and Jose, me and Tom will never be able to repay you for all you've done for us.
Yeah, it's the truth, surely. We won't.
We were glad to help, senora. We do not like bandidos.
You both have a standing job as long as you want it, as my deputies. All right up there, you scoundrels. Get busy with the roof of that jail. Or come the rainy season, you're going to get mighty wet.
Cisco.
Si, Jose.
The jail all finished now. Bandidos in it.
Si. And the town of Wilcox can relax once more.
Banjo liked when I write him about all that.
Well, I'm glad he did. By the way, Jose, what was that you told me about the Nino?
Oh, Banjo's little nephew Salvador visited them.
Oh, how old is Salvador?
He's most 2 years old now, Cisco.
2 years old, is that so?
And he was very, very tired.
Very tired?
Si.
But, Jose, a two-year-old baby should not be tired. He should be wide awake and lively.
It's easy to see why he's so tired.
Well, why is he so tired?
Because he's been walking since he's 8 months old.
Oh, Jose.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, ah, diablo.
No.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with the picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's, too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.